What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined this week by no one. Folks, I'm by myself, so this one might be a little dry. Don't have the wit and humor of the other two boys, so and it's a bad time for me to be by myself because I am now 0-3. And it's dark around here, so we'll see how this pod ends up. And now some news from the league. Waivers ran and I got Devon Achane. Chris also bid 30. There's five people that bid. Feels bad to everyone else who wanted Achane. Blew up on the waiver wire. 50 points last week. I have now spent 117 fab on running backs altogether. So I'm doing pretty good mentally. I'm in a pretty good spot. Pretty cheery. I had to trade for more fab. I'm now down to one fab dollar. So, you know. If you want to try to trade with me, go ahead and offer fab because that helps at this point. Chris paid 30 for Josh Palmer. I'm not entirely sure why. He might start on Chris's team this week. Probably not a bad start this week, but then I think the next 2 weeks are not great. I also looked at Josh Palmer. Probably could start on my team, but I shied away from it. I don't mind DJ Chark this week. Tim picked up the Colts DST. I picked up Wandale Robinson. I liked him last year, and then he got hurt. AB got the Bengals DST. Tim got Geno Smith. And I picked up Zach Charbonnet and Justice Hill. I was down to one person on my bench after my trades this week, so I needed to pick up some people to fill it out. After waivers ran, Owen picked up Josh Downs. Great pickup. He has a lot of targets. It wasn't Anthony Richardson on the helm last week when Josh Downs got all his targets, but he's probably still going to be a decent wide receiver too for them, so I don't hate the pickup at all. Chris's waiver of the week is me getting Achane. He was angry in our text messages that he also bid 30, so feeling good. I probably won't start Achane this week, but I will be starting him for the next 2 weeks because my running backs are going to be on bye the next 2 weeks. So, cool. I knew I had to pay up for him. Glad I got him. In other news, we had a couple of trades. I was involved in both. I sent Justin Fields and Rashad White to Allie for Aaron Jones and Trevor Lawrence. Look, at 0-3, I needed to switch it up. I was feeling desperate. And, you know, that's not a desperate play, Fields and Rashad White, I don't think. Rashad White has a lot of volume. Not so much talent, but every once in a while he looks good. He only had like one or two plays last week. I did watch the Tampa Bay game and he didn't look fantastic for the most part. He does have a decently talented guy behind him, but you know, he's getting a majority of snaps, a majority of looks. So, you know, that's useful for fantasy. And Justin Fields, it's been frustrating this year, right? He rushes, he's like second most rushing yards for a quarterback through the year. So he hasn't killed my teams, but he also isn't blowing up the way I need him to. And with enough injuries, I need something more consistent. So I'm hoping that Trevor Lawrence and the entire Jags get a bounce back. I now have T-Law, and he should throw to Calvin Ridley more. That's all I'm going to say. I could really use him throwing to Calvin Ridley more. And Aaron Jones, who's a little bit questionable, but when he's around, he's very good. And I'm not afraid of A.J. Dillon. Remember when he was very fantasy relevant a couple years ago? That was weird. Wolfie drafted A.J. Dillon way too high last year, and then he was a disappointment. Second trade, I sent Tyler Algier and Christian Watson to Holden for Logan Thomas at 20 FAP. Tyler Algier has had one good game, but really, he's a backup to Bijan. He still gets a lot of looks, but he hasn't done that much with him this year. So, I don't know. Bijan's very talented, but if the Falcons, if Bijan goes down, Algier might be running back one through the rest of the year. They run way too much over there in Atlanta. So, and then Christian Watson, he's had a mysterious injury for 3 weeks. I can't with somebody who's questionable every week. Questionable turns into missing the game, and that's just been killer for me. So I spent a top 60 pick on him, I think, and he's done nothing through 3 weeks. So had to make a change, needed a tight end. Love the targets that Logan Thomas was getting over in Washington. Prefer him over Chig Okonkwo, who is my current tight end. And then the 20 fab helped me get Achane. So pretty hypey in my diapy about that. As far as the standings go, the things I want to highlight are me and AB at 0-3. We drafted right next to each other. It's bad, guys. It's bad. 0-3. Even my other two co-hosts have gotten wins. Shout out to Wolfie for, winning this week. Happy birthday, bub. And then Chris, like, got that week one win and just has fallen apart since. Waddle was out last week, even though the Dolphins got 70. He didn't see any of those points. And now he's lost out on Achane. He's if you're trying to set up trades, go to Chris because he seems tilted. That's all I'll say on that. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the pod this week. And neither Chris nor Wolfie are here to say words of wisdom or dumb shit, so I don't really know what to say other than thanks for listening. Love you guys.